بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will continue with the diseases of the heart, and we are learning about envy, one of the very serious diseases of the heart, and this is class 4 in the classes of envy. And today the title of the class is the race of the believers. Today inshallah we will continue to learn about envy, the desire to have the blessings removed from the envied person. Last week we learned about the medicines for the envious heart. And actually we learned that the first medicine for the envious heart is to realize the reality of the worldly life and its enjoyments, so that we can believe that it is of no significance before Allah. Last week we learned from the verses of the Quran, the many verses of the Quran, that the worldly life enjoyments are transient and they are of no significance before Allah. That is to say it doesn't deserve that we lose our good deeds for the sake of envy of others. Actually, sisters, we are not supposed to live our life as a competition for the worldly enjoyments. Rather, we must live the race of the believers, the race of the good deeds for the goal of the eternal happiness, the paradise. Last week we clarified this fact in details, and actually today we will remind ourselves with a verse of the Quran, which inshallah will help every one of us to try to be part of the race of the believers. We will read from Surah number 20, verse number 131. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى.
And stray not your eyes in longing for the things we have given for enjoyment to various groups of them, the splendor of the life of this world, that we may test them thereby. Provision of your Lord is better and more lasting.
Actually, sister, this is a command from Allah the Almighty to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his followers, not to turn his eyes towards whatever splendor of this worldly life, which Allah has allowed many people to enjoy. There is plenty of splendor in this worldly life which may appear very attractive. These are the pleasures, wealth, children, high position and power. Allah the Creator is informing us that all this is a flower. What is the meaning of a flower? A flower means very attractive. But also like a flower, all this splendor will fade within a very brief period. As flowers has a very short life. People are given all this splendor as a part of the worldly test. Their true belief will be known by the way they use what Allah has favored them with of the splendor of this life. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to the people the wealth, the health, the kids, the position and the power, this is part of the worldly life. Test, you know, this is not only for enjoyment. Unfortunately, most of the people evaluate, you know, the blessings as if they are only for enjoyment. This is wrong. The blessings are part of the test of the worldly life. And inshallah, I will mention to you two real stories which will clarify this now. But let us first realize how people, you know, evaluate the as blessings of the worldly life. Okay? Those who live the worldly life at a race for the paradise, that is to say the race of the believers, they will follow Allah's rules regarding their wealth, children and power. Regarding the blessings, they will follow the rules of Allah because they believe that they are part of the test. They will try to do as much as good deeds as they can. So they will spend their money for Allah's sake. They will raise their kids as true believers for the sake of Allah. They are always humble and obedient to Allah. They believe that whatever I have in this worldly life is part of the worldly test. So I am not supposed to be, you know, misled by these enjoyments. I am not supposed to be like those, like most of the human beings whom they live this worldly life as a race for the sake of enjoyments. They are always proud of their or arrogant regarding their wealth, children and position, trying to increase as much as they can even through illegal ways. Any way to increase my wealth, I agree. Any way to put me in a high position, even if I will destroy the future of other person, even I will steal the success of someone else, this is none of my business. My business is to have, you know, the best of the best. Because I am in a race. Everyone is running, and I want to run, and I want to be the best. Okay? And accordingly, most of the people feel envy if anyone is better than them regarding these pleasures of the worldly life. So, Allah is instructing the true believers to be content with their blessings and never to look around for other people's blessings, as in reality, they are part of the test of the worldly life. No need to feel envy and jealousy towards the test of others. Now when I look, for example, to one sister and tell to myself, oh Allah, she has a lot of blessings, oh Allah, she has everything, you know, why I don't have like her, I am very upset, I am very angry, I wish that there will be deprivation of her blessings. You know, this means that, sister, you don't understand anything of the reality of the worldly life. You don't understand anything related to the enjoyments of the worldly life. You don't understand that these blessings which that sister has, they are part of her test. She may succeed and she may fail the test of the worldly life according to how she follows the rules of Allah regarding this enjoyment. She may be in the race of the worldly life, or she may be in the race of the true believers. At the end of this verse, Allah the Almighty said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but the provision, the good reward in the hereafter of your Lord is better and more lasting. And actually this is the goal of those whom they live their life living the race of the true believers. When you live your life in the race of the believers, you will be always looking for the good reward in the hereafter. Why? Because it is better and it is more lasting. Okay? Sisters, we must also understand that Islam is not encouraging that you forget about all the comforts of the worldly life. No, Islam is not, you know, encouraging the Muslims to forget about the comforts of the worldly life. It is rather an encouragement to hold on the true and lasting values, to maintain your ties with Allah and to be content. This is the best way to resist envy towards the blessings of other people and to resist the attractions of the false enjoyments of this worldly life. And actually, if you look around you, sisters, you will notice that when you will ask any sister any question, you know, why you are not happy, the answer will be related to one of the enjoyments of the worldly life. You know, what you are looking for, the answer will be related, you know, for one of the enjoyment of the worldly life. What about your future? How you are planning your future? It is about some of the enjoyments of the worldly life. Why you are working hard day and night for the sake of the enjoyments of the worldly life? You know, sisters, again, I need to clarify that enjoy the worldly life, but be clear that this worldly life is a test. You cannot enjoy 100%. There is no real enjoyment in the worldly life. Why? Because it is a test. All the enjoyments in the worldly life are false, transient enjoyment. And I want you, you know, as just we were discussing now, everyone is under the impression, every young girl, that marriage is the true happiness. When I marry, I will leave my parents, I will forget about their control, I will have my freedom, I can have my home, I can do everything, I will, you know, receive the real love. Every young girl is under this impression.
Hollywood. Then,
unfortunately, it is also the point of view of everyone who married, that marriage is not the same. What is going on? Why I was not clear about marriage? Because marriage is one of the enjoyment of the worldly life. And we are always under the impression that these worldly lives are enjoyments are true and permanent. They are not true and they are transient. You know, sister, and this is part of the wisdom of Allah. Allah the Almighty knows the nature of the human being. If you will feel the true happiness in your marriage, you will forget about Allah completely. Because your husband will be the source of love, the source of, you know, the wealth, the source of support, and the source of everything. So why I will need Allah? This is the nature of the human being. And Allah said about, you know, the human being in the Quran, that the human being are, you know, they are ignorant and they are transgressors. They are transgressors regarding themselves, you know, mostly. Why? Because I transgress myself when I forget about my Lord. And when I deceive myself and send to myself a message, my husband is excellent, my husband is taking care of me, he is the best human being, he is my support. If he die, I will die. If he fail, I will fail. No, sister, wake up, wake up, wake up. Your husband is still a normal human being, ignorant, transgressor. You know, this is the normal. Maybe people are different, you know, in the degree of these qualities. You know, the best of them, they have very little transgression, very little ignorance, and they are trying to learn and to improve their qualities. But most of the people are not. Most of the people, if you tell them you are ignorant, oh, this is a very big problem. They will never talk to you again because of the pride, because of the arrogance. Pride and arrogance is part of ignorance, you know, because if I am not ignorant, I will tell you, you tell me, Sister Mona, you know, or the Quran, I tell you never. Sister Mona, you are sure of your point of view, I tell you other than the Quran, I am not sure of anything. I am a human being, up and down, because I have good and evil in me. There is Shaitan or Satan or Iblis running inside me like my blood. I am trying all the time, you know, to win the battle with him. But still, sometimes he can win on me. Sometimes I am very nervous. Sometimes I am frustrated.
I read something the other day that you'll find funny because you just got married. It was about how humans want other humans to be logical, yes. And this in itself is not logical. And they say, in a marriage, you can either be right or you can be happy. You can't be both. And it's true. Yes. I always have to admit I'm wrong just to be happy.
To have the peace.
Not always work.
It's not about winning. Yes. It's about, okay.
Yes.
This is very hard for me. I like to win.
But if you like to win, you will have very hard time in your marriage.
Yes, because no one thinks of logic the same way that you do. Yes. Something that I find completely logical, my husband is like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no logic in humanity.
And it is mostly between the wife and the husband that, you know, whatever you feel logic is, as you mentioned, doesn't have any sense. Yes.
No.
Uh-huh. This is the story in every marriage, you know. And as you mentioned, either you accept or, you know, you will have the highway.
Yeah, you have to pick your battles carefully. The ones that matter.
So actually, sisters, you know, this is the reality which we all must realize that, you know, this is the enjoyments of the worldly life. You know, they are transient and actually they are not real, okay? And actually, you must always, when you believe that these enjoyments, you know, are transient and not real, so why you feel envy for others whom they have this enjoyment? Alaykum as-salam. We will continue with the second way to avoid being envious. As I clarified, the first medicine is to realize the reality of the worldly life and its enjoyments, and that it has no value in the sight of Allah. The second medicine to avoid being envious is, sister, actually to realize that envy is against the belief of Allah's justice and wisdom regarding the distribution of Allah's blessings. What is the meaning of this? Of this, sister, that the envious person is objecting the blessings of Allah being given to other people. For example, when a friend will call me, or my sister will call me in Egypt and tell me, Mona, you know, my son got the best grades, for example, in the high school. What about your son? You know, I will tell her, my son also got good grades. Then after I will close the phone, I will tell to myself, you know, inshallah, I am not this person, but just I am clarifying to you the feeling of envy. Why her son got the best grades? This is my sister. You see how envy is deep in our spirits. Why? Her son never study. Her son is not intelligent. My sister is enjoying her life. She's going out all the time. She's never with him while he is studying. She never suffer for his studying. But I am the one living all the time, taking care of my daughter or my son and pushing him to study. My son is not getting good grades. Oh Allah, this is the justice. Oh Allah, this is the wisdom. You see, sisters, how envy, you know, equals to objection of Allah's wisdom, Allah's justice, Allah's knowledge regarding distribution of the blessings. And this means that you are not believing in the oneness of Allah. Because if you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you must believe that Allah is the creator of everything, Allah is the owner of everything, Allah knows everything. So Allah knows, out of His knowledge, you know, He knows who deserves to have the best grades, your son or your sister's son, out of his wisdom and out of his justice. And as human being, I must believe that this is one of the attributes of Allah, and this is, a proof that I believe in Allah's oneness. Okay? I am not supposed to say, oh Allah, why her son? Do you have the knowledge of Allah? Do you have the wisdom of Allah? Do you have the justice of Allah? No. Human beings are transgressors, are ignorant, they don't have any knowledge. And let us look to this schedule, sisters, so that we can realize how we actually oppress ourselves when we feel envy regarding the provisions of others. In our life, there are two kinds of provisions. Either the provisions of the hereafter, which is eternal life in the paradise. This is the better provision. This is the everlasting provision. But unfortunately, this is unseen. Okay? And because it is unseen for the human beings, they don't care for it. Okay, because of their weak belief. Okay, the other provisions are the provisions of the worldly life. These provisions are distributed according to Allah's justice and wisdom, which are based on His knowledge. As true believers in the oneness of Allah, we believe that Allah said in the Quran, Allah knows and you know not. I don't know. Okay? And also Allah said in the Quran, Allah never oppresses anyone. Why Allah will oppress? If He is the owner of everything, controller of everything, His will is the only will. So Allah never oppresses, you know, anyone. So if Allah never oppresses anyone, so His justice is the real justice. If Allah knows, His knowledge is the real knowledge. So I am not supposed ever to object
you know, the distribution of the blessings and the provisions for other people, because I believe that I don't have justice, I don't have wisdom, I don't have knowledge. All of this is only for Allah, the one who distributes the provisions. Okay?
Can I ask a question?
Okay, so I know you shouldn't be after provisions in the worldly life, but where's the line between like working hard and ambition? And then envious, not yeah. Where's the what's the difference? Like, is it only envy that makes it bad to be after provisions, or
no? I tell you.
Or is it because people often forget God when they're
You see, you are answering the question.
Okay. As I'm talking, I'm working through it.
It's very good. You know, the problem is that you know when you work hard and you have a lot of blessings, most of the people at that time, they forget about Allah, you know. And when you ask me, Sister Mona, how you buy this car, I tell you, because of my work. You tell me, but Allah is the one who give you the mind, who give you the time, who help you with the effort to work hard. I tell you, no, no, no. Please, this is most of the people. No, 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 it is me. I am the one. I worked hard. You know, I tried my best, day and night. Okay, they always, you know, they always believe that all the provision is only up to them, and they forget about Allah. The more they are rich, the more they forget about Allah. If you look to the nations which are very rich, they are mostly atheists. Now China, you know, is the best. Mm-hmm. You know, mostly they don't believe at all, you know, in any God. Then look to the rest of the world, and even look to the Muslims, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, belief is not a word. Belief is an action. Belief is a way of life, okay? So look to the people, and you can realize that the minute you start to feel that I can earn, I can be in a better position, I, you know, refer to yourself, you will forget about Allah. Try to look, okay, to who the people whom they are coming mostly to the masjids. They are not the rich. And they are never the very rich. You know, I am going to many masjids. You know, here in Houston, in other states, in our country back, mostly the religious people are the poor people. Or very little rich people. Very little. But most of the rich people, they are very arrogant. You know, and they believe that I can do everything. They feel that it decrease, you know, from their, you know, prestige when they mention that all what I have is from Allah. No, no, this decreases my prestige. I am very prestigious if I refer all, you know, the all my provisions only to myself. Okay, so this is number one, why you are not supposed to be, you know, after the worldly life. No, I tell you, in Islam, you must work hard and you must have your goals. But your intention, this is the most important. Your intention is not for the sake of the race of the worldly life. Okay, but my intention is that as a Muslim, okay, I am supposed to have my kids to have the best education. This needs, you know, to spend on them. I am supposed to have good clothes because I represent Islam. I am supposed to have a good house, okay? Because when I have a good house, I will live a comfortable life, and this will help me to worship Allah. You know, Allah is there in my intention, in every action, okay? But if, to live your life only for the sake of the race of the worldly life, okay, this is my goal. I am in the race, running in the race. For the sake of what? For the sake of myself, for the sake of enjoyment, for the sake of the materialistic issues. That's it. Allah is not in the equation. And when you speak with the people or talk with the people, after three or four sentences, you can realize to whom you are speaking. This is a human being in the race of the worldly life, or a human being or a true believer in the race of the, you know, paradise or the race of the believers. And, you know, Liz, when you are in the race of the believers, okay, you always have good manners. Why? because you don't care much for these enjoyments. So when you tell me, Sister Mona, can I have your bag? I tell you, okay, you need it, you have an occasion today. You tell me, yes, and I don't have a good bag. I tell you, okay, take my bag. You know, because my bag is not a big issue for me. Okay, when you tell me, Sister Mona, not even Sister Mona, when you tell to a true believer, can you help me with this and that? They will think it over. This is a good deed. This is for the sake of Allah. Okay, I will go and help. Okay? This is how the true believer is evaluating his actions. Okay? And the problem of our days, nowadays, is that everyone is taking care of himself. Everyone is trying to take and not to give. Not to take and give. Okay? No, no, no. I will be very intelligent if I can take only. And I will never give. Why? Because I am in the race. I'm running. I don't have time to give. If I give, I will be in the back of the race. And I want to be in the top of the race. You see? And this is why, you know, the race of the worldly life makes the relations of the people in a very bad shape. You know, when you call someone to discuss your problem or to ventilate with a friend, mostly the people will not have time to listen to you. Why? Because time is precious. I can work 2 more hours and earn more money, and I will be in a better position in the rest of the worldly life. People are calculating everything according to its worldly value. You know, if I have some time with Lizzie now, maybe later I can work in her company. Maybe later she can take me home. Maybe, you see, otherwise I will not talk to Liz. Why I talk to her? Someone will come and tell me, you know, she wants to learn Islam. Oh, I don't have time for this job. Because this job, you know, will not push me a step in the race of the worldly life. You see, this is why we must be in the race of the believers. First, for this worldly life, you will have the best manners, you will have the best values, you will have a good heart, you will never be upset if sister so and so bought the best house. You will not be upset if your sister, you know, will tell you, you know, my husband become, you know, the president of the country. You are never upset, rather you are the opposite. You know, your heart is always looking for peace. All praise to Allah. My sister is happy. All praise to Allah. The other sister was looking for the good house and she is happy. Allah will make your heart always to feel peace when you know that everyone is happy. And this is the real happiness. What about your situation? I am content. All praise to Allah. And I never look, and I will give you now, sisters, 2 examples about the importance of this attitude in life, the importance of this attitude for you in this worldly life, and for the great reward for you in the hereafter. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that never to object the distribution of the blessings of Allah, because you don't have the wisdom, you don't have the knowledge, and you don't have the justice of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I will tell you 2 stories, you know, about this. Then I will explain to you how Allah is upset with those whom they object his distribution. Okay? These 2 stories actually are real stories. Okay?